declare the meeting open at 5:33 and acknowledge the traditional custodians, the Gurriata people, recognise the contribution of Gurriata elders past, present and future in working together for the future of Port Hedland. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Item 3, recording of attendance, is as listed. 3.2, apologies, there is nil. 3.3, approved leave of absence, there is nil. 3.4, disclosures of interest. Do I have any disclosures, councillors?
Yeah, I'll make mention of 12.1.2 with the turf club being a member, but I'll get back to that when we get there.
Thank you, Councillor Melville. Item 4, response to previous questions. 4.1, response to question taken on notice from public at ordinary council meeting held on Wednesday the 26th of October 2016. Mr. Jim Hendlegree. 4.12, Mr. John Peters. 4.2, response to questions taken on notice from elected members at ordinary council meeting held on Wednesday the 26th of October 2016. 4.21, Councillor Jan Gillingham. Item 5, applications for leave of absence. Councillors, do I have any?
Thank you. Mr. Mayor, a 2nd of January through to the 24th of January 2017.
To the 24th of January?
Yes, thank you. Returning on the 24th.
Any others, councillors? No. Item 6. Do we need to move in a second?
For attendances, yeah, yes, you do.
Could I have a mover, Councillor Tarvo, a seconder, Councillor Hooper? Do I have any against that? Past 8:00. Item 6, attendance via telephone, instantaneous communications. Do I have any applications, councillors? 0. Item 7, public time. This meeting is being recorded on audio tape as an additional record of the meeting and to assist with minute-taking purposes, which may be released upon request to third parties. If you do not give your permission for recording your participation, please indicate this at the meeting. The public is reminded that in accordance with Section 616 of the Town of Port Hedland Local Law and Standing Orders, nobody shall use any visual, vocal, electronic devices or instrument to record the proceedings of any meeting unless that person has been given permission by the presiding member to do so. Members of the public are also reminded that in accordance with Section 6174 of the Town of Port Hedland Local Laws and Standing Orders, mobile telephones must be switched off and not in use during the meeting. In accordance with Section 673 of the Town of Port Hedland Local Law and Standing Orders, members of the public are required to complete a question form and place the completed form on the tray provided. Jeez, that was long-winded, wasn't it? Members of the public, I'm happy for you to use iPads and phones to look at the agenda if you would like. Public question time. I'll open public question time at 5:37. Do I have any questions from the public?
Mr. Mayor, before I ask you this question, I'm just...
Mr. Peters, can I just get your name and address?
John Peters, one Canadian So this is the statement, this is the publication from Finbar, which says Finbar Group is advancing to build 390 million apartment, 3.5 hectares from former Port Hedland Hospital from Landcorp, 441 residential apartment, 163 short six-day apartment and extra 1,646 square meters of commercial space. This is all in July 2012, 700 apartment and 10 level office tower on the site, which is also near Port Elizabeth Town Center. And state government has committed 112 million to the development of Marina Valley Town and the Recreation 40 million. My question is, can the council ask the land corp to transfer the amount of $112 million into council account or into a trust account? If not, then what is the council going to do if subsequent government shelves the plan as done to Lumsden Point and Utah Point? And if yes, if fund can be transferred into council, or can it happen before this year end?
I'll pass that on to the acting CEO.
Sorry, I didn't quite catch the last part of that question.
Can we have that question again, Mr. Peters?
When I read
just
all
the, just the question, that's all.
The question is, because we have seen the false promises made and nothing is happening in this town, and every time the council is shuffled. So can the council ask the land corp, which is going to develop the marina, to transfer the amount of 112 million into council account or a trust account?
Would you like to answer that? I could probably do it. But
I'll just take it on notice. Get a 100% response. Mm.
Yes, Mr. Peters, we'll take that on notice so we can get the correct answer to you.
All right. If yes, then okay. Just can it happen before this year, before the next election, so that once the election, because I think we have to take a bipartisan role in this, approach in this, and so the town gets something out of it.
Yeah.
My second question is, Mr. Mayor, do you accept that drugs are easily available in the community in town of Port Hedland?
Well, Mr. Peters, I don't go out looking for them, so I'm actually unclear whether they are readily available, but there is a lot of evidence around town that drug use is rife, yes.
So what support is given to the police force by the council?
For the specifically for the drug issue?
Right.
Well, the drug issue is a state government responsibility and it's a police responsibility. The town of Port Hedland really does not have any jurisdiction over that area.
So you do reckon that town's police force, state police is failing in its where it concerns dealing with the drug dealers?
I think the police have got a very hard job, and you know, it's not for me to answer that question. That's a question directly to the police.
So what is the KPI of police force in busting drug dealers, and what reward for them in achieving their KPIs on drugs? Do you have something like that?
Again, that's a question that's best directed to the police.
All right. So who will ask the question to police? Either you or me, or
I'll just find out. Do we refer that to the police, or is it?
Sorry, through the chair, Mr. Peters can refer that to the police and ask the police directly.
Yeah, well, because the thing is, as per the Residential Tenancies Act, we are paying rates to the council, and we want a peaceful living in this town, not dealing with drugs and antisocial behaviour. So, what council is doing about it?
Mm. That is a responsibility for every individual within our town. So, if you have evidence of drug use, it's best reported to the lead agency, which is the police. They handle those issues directly. There isn't anybody else in our community that is actually allowed to tackle that area. Police are the lead agency on that. Do we have any other questions from the public? Okay, I'll close public question time at 5:43. and open public statement time at 5:43. Do I have any public statements? Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Yeah. So just with the Kumbana Lookout, what do you propose, what do you think is going to fix that area? Because it is at the top of the hill, so...
You've got a lot of trees there, and all you need to do is do what the regulations tell you to do and put a 15-degree incline landing, up through those trees. It would make a lovely walkway, and it would bring people to the top of the land, and you could do it on the water face as well. That could just really ask. All of these things, I live with two of my family members in wheelchairs over a long period of time, and I know what it's like to push them and their friends and my friends that are in wheelchairs.
That is, and now we it's just the first thing that people we're encouraging as a town, which is wonderful, to have the visitors come. But they're just down there, the first thing they can do as a tourist is go up there and have a look at the lookout. And how many of them are in that category where they need mobility assistance to move around? We just need to do better.
Thank you.
Nothing else?
Are there any other public statements?
Is that name, an address? Is that right?
Yes.
Dan Holmes, Street, Port Ellen. So I just had a few words to say about local businesses in town. Local businesses are a critical part of our town. Profits from locally owned businesses tend to stay in town and circulate. Where they're concerned to benefit our community. Also, locally owned businesses often tend to punch above their weight when it comes to supporting our local schools, sporting clubs and community groups. It's not unusual to see small local businesses provide more support to community groups and some secondary mining contracts despite that disparity in the province. So locally owned businesses play a very important role in the social well-being and the financial well-being of our community. Now, it's no secret that many locally owned businesses are facing tough times at the moment, and it makes it difficult for those locally owned businesses to provide the support to the town that they'd like to. I'm sure you guys are all very aware of this, I might need to check this up. The reason I am here is because recently I've noticed that the town of Port Henry is becoming increasingly supportive of local businesses when it comes to spending the town's budget. It's really encouraging to see. I've also spoken to a few other people who have noticed this trend as well. So the reason I'm here is not to bring stuff in, so thank you. We appreciate it. And that increased support for local people as well as we had that support.
Thank you. We have another public statement that we're going to read out, but I've left it on my desk, so we're just going to go and grab it. The handwritten one was pretty hard to read. Here we go. So, public statement from Mr. Chris Wally of 15 West Ringer Loop. Margaret River, WA. Yes. Dear sir, I'm writing this letter in response to the ongoing debate about dust levels in Port Hedland. 50 years ago, when iron ore industry was first launched, very few people, if anyone, raised concerns about that atmosphere and audio pollution. It was thought this is what we all had to put up with for the sake of progress. 50 years later, our sensibilities have changed. We're now become much more aware of the symbolic relationship between humanity and the environment. If a proposal were put forward today to site an iron ore industry right next to an existing town site, it would not get past the front gate. In the early years, this new industry was a boom for this town, creating jobs, infrastructure and wealth. But in more recent times, the presence of this industry adjacent to Port Hedland has become counterproductive and is actually working against the best interests of the town. In 5 decades of having an iron ore industry in town, and despite all efforts in trying to contain and eliminate the dust problems, their efforts have been a failure. If the industry remains where it's sited, meaning no change, it will continue to be a bone in the contention and conflict within the local community. By comparison, if BHP management were to adopt a policy first proposed nearly 4 years ago to move all the mountains of iron ore out of Nelson Point, Finucane Island, to a brand new industrial park situated, say, 5 km out of South Hedland, and have the iron ore pellets freighted into port by rail or conveyor belts and deposited straight onto the Cape ships, this would be better for everybody. I believe a proposal like this would go a very long way to solving as much as possible the dust and noise problems. Adopting a proposal like this is similar would create a win-win situation for everybody. You get what you want, the ongoing ability to export iron ore for decades to come, and the local community get what it wants, cleaner air, quieter locality, and allow people to live, work and play in the west end of Port Hedland once more. Thank you, Mr. Wally. Okay, do I have any other public statements?
I want to make a statement on behalf of the people of Western Desert, who we'll call the Mark people, who come from all the way from Kunuwaji, Kunu, Kundu, Orolong, and almost from Kunu. So you will see most of these people are near the South Island, in South Island, 2 miles and all. Because it is such a sad thing. Like recently, they have woodland called Western Desert Land Aboriginal Corporation, which went into administration because it seems there were about $50 million, and out of that, $20 million was siphoned by non-Aboriginal people. That's why the government brought it to administration. So these are the people which we see around town. And when Honorable Premier Colin Barnett visited Kororong community, I asked Mr. Barnett, what is the reason for the state of affairs of these people? And Mr. Barnett said, oh, John, look, PB's government spent $85,000 per person per year. And I can give you an example of Wollongong community. There are 11 houses, and in 11 houses there are 100 people, more than 100 people staying. You can imagine how those 11 houses are just 2-bedroom houses, so more than 100 people. That's why you find them here. And for them, many of them, I've spoken to them, I worked with them, so they feel they are better off in prison. When cops catch them, they think, oh, they'll be better off, but at least there is a shelter for us. So what is happening is there are many NGOs and not-for-profit groups, and even there's a school run by the nomads. There's schools in India, there's schools in Kunuwaji, there's schools in Kunu. And if you visit those communities, it's very sad to see such communities exist in advanced country like Australia. And basically, if you find out how many are from these schools, how many are graduating and going to uni, you'll find hardly anyone is going to uni, but most of them are definitely going to open prison. I totally support my previous speaker who made a statement that funds should be provided to local sports so that, like, I know a guy in this town, he runs a boxing club, Mr. John Manda, but it seems they all are struggling for funds, and you'll find these people, they don't have any entertainment anywhere else except to drink outside South Hedland Mall and to create ruckus over there. So it will be good, like, council looks into that and provides funding to these sports bodies who can look after us, a future generation. And if you look at very recently, the Women's Refuge also has closed down. It seems it was you will be surprised to hear that there is only one client, one or two clients, and there are about six or seven workers paid in excess of $600,000 wages. That's the wages. So that's where all our money is going unproductive work. It's nothing. They all are sitting around doing nothing. What I would suggest is the council should take over all these NGOs and the other charity organizations, and each councillor should be made the administrative director or whatever you call it, so that at least they are accountable. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Peters. Any other public statements? Close public statement time at 5:56. Item 7.3, petitions, deputations, presentations and submissions. There is nil. Item 8, questions from members without notice. Deputy Mayor Melville.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just a couple of quick ones, which I'm happy to take on notice. Could we get an update? I believe that was reported in the Northwest last week, update on Cleo the dog and the background behind that, where we currently stand. And also, can we possibly get an update from Main Roads about their planning for the duplication of Wilson Street? Thank you.
Absolutely. CEO, can we send those emails to all councils on the Cleo?
Yes, so through the chair, we can. That is going to SAT.
Mm-hmm. Would you like a copy of those, of that correspondence?
Yes, please.
And the next one?
Can we annoy Main Roads, please, about their program of the duplication of Wilson Street, where we're sitting and how that's progressing?
Acting CEO?
Yes. Take that on notice.
Thank you.
Was that it?
That was it. Thank you.
Councillor Gillenay?
Yeah, thank you, Mayor Blanco. Could we have an update on the TAFE building in South Headland? I'm happy to take that on notice.
Councillor, can we give an update? Can you give an update on that now?
I can give it more. I will take it on notice and provide more detail, but at the present time, the state government is going through the process of internally advertising the opportunity for that building. It was to be concluded around this time, so I will follow up on that and get some information back.
Thank you, and thank you, Mayor Blanco. And the completion of the boat ramp dredging, has that all gone to plan?
I think that it went over time, but they did complete it. Acton, would you like to add to that?
I would thank you through the chair. I would just like to take this opportunity to thank everyone involved in preparing and getting that work done. I'd also like just to let everyone know that looking after our marine environment is very important. The amount of fishing tackles and other bits of rubbish that was sucked up by the dredge caused quite a bit of an over the timeline that was set out. So I encourage everyone who's into boating to look after their environment and look after our waterways and our coastline by taking their excess fishing line tackles and other rubbish.
I have a few more if I can. Thank you, Mayor Blanco. I'd thank Acting CEO for mentioning marine, because my next question was to do with our beach area from Cemetery Beach, from the rocks through to where we are at this present time. Can we please look into the future marine sanctuary of our reef here, which has become alive again? I know we've been having lots of reef walks and it's been fantastic, but just to see people continue to rape and pillage who actually are not of Indigenous descent, it's just a bit disappointing. I'm just wondering, is there a strategy or which way can we go to look into perhaps in the future to have a marine sanctuary on that part of the beach, where the actual reef is, not just on the beach but the sanctuary of the reef, just like you have a buffer zone in, for example, down near Exmouth area and Coral Bay. Can we just please look into it if possible?
We'll take that on notice.
Oh, yes, thank you. I just have a couple more. My question 4.2.1 in the last council meeting regarding the mosaics. I'm just a little bit appalled that the answer that's come back, but I'd like to also ask what communications has been, or other communications has happened between the Historical Society, the Town of Port Hedland, and the AMP consortium of the airport regarding the removal of that mosaics, because first it was taken down, then it was put back, was put back completely, and then it's now saying it was disintegrated during removal. So I'm just wondering if, through the chair, whether I could possibly ask Mayor Blanco to even ask Councillor Hunt, Councillor Arif, if she has any more idea on the mosaics regarding the Historical Society.
I'll see if the acting wants to answer that.
Through the chair, there was an arrange of discussions that was put directly to the Historic Society from the airport to liaise around that. And then the information that had been returned to us was the outcome of what happened, unfortunately.
Councillor Arif, would you like to add to that?
Councillor Whitwell was also on the Historical Society, but I have not been able to attend the last couple of meetings because I've been chairing another meeting at the same time. But I don't believe I saw it on the agenda. And Council,
right.
Yes. So unless it was dealing directly with the President and it hasn't been passed down, I have not seen it on any Historical Society agenda.
Okay. Councillor Gillingham, what would you like to happen here with...
Well, obviously, there's a breakdown in communications through the chair, Mayor Blanco. If the mosaics have been disposed of, it's just disappointing that, even a school, a college may have, would have liked to possibly done something with this to have perhaps put it in some prominent place for the Historical Society. I just think there's a breakdown in communications. I just wanted to know what had actually happened, because obviously it has been disposed of.
Okay.
Mayor Blanco. Mrs. Foley here is also a member, and I think she has a bit more information.
I did, with the managing of the Dalgetty House, I did get communication from them 20 something of October, when they were going to be giving it, and both our President Palmer and myself were told that it would be made available to us, and that the date of them moving it was the 20 something of October. And never
heard anything else back. Okay. They
didn't follow
through, but we said
yes,
we would like. Mm-hmm. But we didn't
get it,
and we didn't get
anything
back from
them. Okay.
Except
to say that it was going to
be
given to it, but it was told
us as well. Thanks, Ms. Foley. All right, thank you. Mayor Blanco, just one more, if I may. Thank you. Regarding the roundabout at the end of Woolwork Road Bridge, there's been a lot of wood chips and that I've counted the last 3 years just sitting there in a pile. All the trees are dying there. There's obviously no maintenance happening at all. Could we please ask the depot people what's happening in that area? Thank you. And I'm happy to take that on notice.
Okay. Thank you. Can we ask that question? Or would you like to answer it?
I'll take it on notice.
Thank you very much. If it could be looked into. Thank you. That's all. Thank you, Mayor Blanco.
Councillor Hooper.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Arif.
Yes, just one question. The parking spot that the RVs use during the winter season down there, two seasons now, the park there and the what shrubbery there was there has been degraded down to a dust bowl now. I was wondering if there was a possibility of just having it reseeded with whatever, buffalo grass, anything, just prior to the rains coming in, so that it might grow. It doesn't have to be grass, but just something to settle the dust and dirt and stabilise it a bit prior to next to the season.
Councillor, if we had that conversation last week, what was the outcome of that? Did we decide what we were going to do, acting?
Sorry, I missed the question.
It's the RV park site. Are we going to water it? Are we going to put some grass down or seed or something?
We're looking into that. We've just got to come up with a plan of attack. So it is something we do want to obviously have in a much friendlier, state when people do arrive potentially next winter.
Can we get some sort of a... a brief on it, I suppose, to see you know, how long it's going to take and when we might do that,
mm-hmm.
if we're going to do it.
Yep.
And distribute to councillors. Councillor Riff is...
That's all. Thank you very much.
Councillor Newbury?
Yes, I've got one. Thank you, Mayor. The letter that we had replied back to us from the Director General after the submission, I was just wondering if there's been a reply made to them.
Which letter are we talking about?
Sent to us on our phones from Jason Banks, Director General, giving us until the 30th of November.
Director of Environmental Regulation, is that the one?
It's just got Director General. Jason Banks.
The Environmental Regulation.
Yeah.
Okay, so the question again, what did you...
Have we made a reply to them?
We have sent a letter asking for an extension to the application, and we received a reply from them. And now we are sending another letter to ask for a further extension. We haven't sent that yet.
No, we also put a submission in on this,
we
also,
have, yes,
which follows right. the council decision from last meeting. Mm-hmm.
So could I get those letters in between that were sent and passed?
When they're finished and sent off, you can have a copy.
And also in the letter, are we going to be meeting with them as they've asked for Mayor and Council if we want to meet with them for further discussions?
Have we organised that meeting?
Not that I'm aware of as yet.
We are organising that meeting.
We are?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't have a date as yet.
Yeah.
That's it for me. Thank you.
Councillor Whitwell?
Yeah, I've just lost... what's happening in the Yandy Yarra Road. Have we fixed that up yet? We've got it up. We went out there and made all sorts of promises.
So the acting CEO just showed me some pictures of Yandy Yarra. We've been out there for quite some time. Would you like to add to where we are on it?
Through the chair, we've done quite an extensive amount of work. All the areas we stopped at, I've got some before and after photos that I can share. And we're getting very close to concluding that project. We've also even now graded the oval that we saw out there as well. So done a significant amount of work in regards to the river crossings as well as the actual road itself, to the point where you probably almost wouldn't recognise it, so I think it's fair to say, and that it's also potentially even worth maybe another trip out if people were interested in having a look at the work that's been undertaken.
That's very good.
Anything further, Councillor? No? Councillor Tarver?
Just an update on the project timeline for the completion of work that we asked for last week. Do you know when that's going to be sent out?
So we reformatted the works schedule, and I only got that
last Friday.
I think we're going to do a couple of little adjustments and then it'll be sent out to all councillors. Is that correct?
So through the chair, we'll be providing an update at some point each month to elected members, and we'll be providing a fortnightly update to the mayor.
Thank you, councillors. Item 9, declarations of all members to have given due consideration to all matters contained in the business paper before the meeting. Could I have a show of hands, councillors? Thank you. 8-0. Item 10, confirmation of minutes of previous meeting. 10.1, confirmation of minutes of ordinary council meeting held on Wednesday, the 26th of October, 2016. Do I have a mover? Move Councillor Arif, do I have a seconder? Councillor Tarlo, do I have any against? Items passed 8-0. 10.2, confirmation of minutes of special council meeting held on Thursday, the 27th of October. Do I have a mover in that recommendation? Move Councillor Tarlo, do I have a seconder? Councillor Arif, do I have any against? Motion's passed 8-0. Item 11, announcements from presiding member without discussion. So I have a few points here. I'd just like to thank the people of Headland for having faith in my ability and elected me as the mayor. By clear majority, I might add. Also acknowledge Troy Melville as the town of Port Headland's deputy mayor, who was elected on Monday night. Congratulations to Troy. So we have exciting times ahead. We've appointed our new CEO, David Pence. The marina has been approved that will transform our waterfront in Port Hedland. Marquee Park and the Port Hedland boat ramp are finished. We're in the middle of our road reseal program. Our works program is moving ahead quite quickly. So thanks to the staff, they've been working hard on that. I suppose the South Hedland swimming pool will stay closed until it's fixed once and for all. So if you have any ideas that it might open before that, it's not going to. But we're moving ahead quite quickly on that, and hopefully we get that done soon. The drug and alcohol issues in Hedland are in the spotlight, I would say this week sometime. Momentum is building on solutions, and we hope to have them actioned as soon as we can. We're at the and that was supported today at the drug and alcohol consultation forum that we attended. Okay. Item 12, reports from officers, 12.1. Corporate services, 12.1.1, councillor vacancy. The officer's recommendation on page 11. Do I have a mover in the officer's recommendation 1? Move councillor Tarbo. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Arif. Do I have any against? Items passed 8-0. Report 1.2, statement of financial activity for the period ending 31st of October 2016. The officer's recommendation on page 17.
Chair, do you have that wrong? Officer recommendation.
Number 2. Oh, do I have it done? I missed it. Go back. Okay. Page 11. Officer's recommendation 2. The council appoint councillor to the Audit, Risk and Governance Committee in accordance with Section 5.1 of the Local Government Act 1995. So that is a... Is it a vote or are we putting a... Okay, does anyone want to nominate for the Audit, Risk and Governance Committee? Let's don't show your hand too quickly, don't you? Councillor Tarbo. Do I have a mover in accepting Councillor Tarbo's application? Yes, moved. Councillor Ginnihan. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Hooper. Do I have any against? Items passed 8-0. Thank you, Councillor Tarbo. 12.1.2, statement of financial activity for the period ending 31st October 2016, with the officer's recommendation on page 17. Do I have a mover in the officer's recommendation?
Just before, Mr. Mayor, there is a delegated authority payment that I'll declare an impartiality interest on. 12.1.2, with regard to the agenda item, I'll disclose I have an impartiality interest because I'm a member of the Turf Club and there's a delegated authority payment for the portable toilets under invoice 63812 and 9 with a lot of zeros, 12041, in attachment 4. So as a consequence, it may be perception that my impartiality on the matter may be affected. I declare I will consider the matter on its merits and vote accordingly.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. Do I have a mover in officer's recommendation?
Second.
Move. Councillor Arif. Do I have a seconder? I'll second that. Mayor Blanco, do I have any against? Item is passed 8-0. Audited annual financial statements for the year ending 30th of June 2016. The officer recommendation on page 39. Do I have a mover on the officer's recommendation? Councillors moved. Councillor Whitwell. Do I have any seconded? Councillor Arif. Do I have any against? Item is passed 8-0. Establishment of a bushfire brigade. The officer's recommendation on page 46. Do I have a mover? Move, Councillor Gillingham. Seconded, Councillor Tarvo. Do I have any against? Motion's passed 8-0. Everyone get a copy? We've had some changes to the wording on this one. Would you like a copy?
Yes, please.
Is it? Okay. So 12
points.
Yes, please. 12.2.2, short-term recreation vehicle accommodation at the racecourse, report on the 2016 season. We've had a change in some of the wording. One hasn't changed. Do I have a mover in recommendation one? Move, Councillor Gillingham, a seconder. Councillor Hooper. Do I have any against? Passed 8-0. Recommendation two.
Just a word change at the beginning of C, from memory. I think it's in reverse, that's right. So it just talks about the invoice, just in regards to clarity around that.
We just need to give an impartiality statement.
And I do as well.
Okay,
that's right. So do I need to read it out?
Yep.
Please. With regard to agenda item 12.2.2, I disclose I have a financial interest because I am sometimes employed by the visitor centre. As a consequence, that's it. I don't have to wear any mask. I can actually leave the room.
Hang on, Councillor. Does she still have to read out and give out a reason?
It's just that she was a part-time employee.
Yeah.
So
is that enough?
Financial interest.
Yeah.
To clarify, if there's been no financial interest in the last year, is that permissible as impartiality?
I think it was from the last election as well. Can't advise. I can't give you any advice on that.
Right. Well, in that case, I will. I'll disclose that I have a financial interest in and leave the room.
Okay.
It's a point of clarification when you get to that.
Yep.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. So I just want to make clear that the intent of this recommendation, so that money is there for utilised by form to advertise and market Headland or that particular caravan facility or all the things that Form undertake?
My understanding is the reimbursement of their costs associated with their operations in our previous season. Am I correct?
Through the chair, that's correct. So they did, obviously, this is about the money that did go through the visitor's centre that they collected on our behalf. They retain that and utilise that in a promotion of tourism, particularly and obviously the winter season, to support the growth, particularly of the our site, but also general camping season in our in Port Hedland.
So as part of that, do Form undertake any other, are they, I'm not sure, do they have an arrangement with any of the other local governments located nearby us?
Acting.
So Form pretty much work within the town of Port Hedland boundary. They do have some associations, I think, in Newman, from memory. But they everything they are doing around the management of the visitor centre is only within Port Hedland.
Probably on the same line, is the money that we're giving back to them is going back into advertising for Port Hedland, not into a profit for them, or it's going to be given back to basically the town, trying to promote it some more.
Acting?
That is correct.
And if I could carry on from that one, up until the end of June where their contract ends through the chair, is that correct?
Acting.
So there's obviously, there is, through the chair, there is obviously a contract renewal process to go for two sites, the visitor centre and the art gallery. That's the determination really from council whether they want to continue in a brand new contract with Form to manage that on the town's behalf. Each site is independent of its and the current arrangements under two different contracts. So beyond that period of time, I can't determine what's going to happen until council resolves on what they would like. What we will be doing is reporting to council on options available and for council to conclude which they would like to pursue.
Yeah, hang on, Councillor Tarlow, Councillor Whitmer.
On the $10 collections,
which one are we talking about?
I'm just talking about number two, recommendation two.
$10.
Well, $10 goes, I thought it was $10 to Form, right? Mm-hmm. And I thought equivalent $10 was collected by us, right, for people coming here to get their permits to be in the park. Where do we spend that $10 revenue? Do we spend it on maintenance of the park?
So through the chair, we haven't spent it on anything as yet, because it's the first year that we received any sort of money from the overflow camping site. Previous year, we'd recall it was free. This year, there was a nominal amount council allocated to that. We actually budgeted about $5,000 of potential income, and it's got to 20,000 circa. So with that money, we can allocate it towards maintenance, we'd still need to determine where we could allocate the funding. It would make a lot of sense to put their money back into either further promotion or the amenity of the site to assist and give people a more pleasant experience than maybe they had this year in the dirt and dust.
Yes, so do you know who's doing what? We've got Form, going out and trying to sell the product. And I asked you the question, what you're going to do with it, and it seems part of that you're going to be duplicating what Form does. Is that correct?
Acting.
Through the chair, it's not what I stated. I stated there was two options. Yeah. We haven't determined what we're going to do yet. So
that's possible.
That's a possibility. Obviously, we do work with Form closely, and part of the success of the RV camping overflow has been Form's marketing of that site, and also the pleasant surprise that tourists have got by staying a couple of days in Port Hedland and enjoying some of the industrial tourism opportunities.
since we haven't got a whole lot of workers there.
Okay.
Thanks for that.
Can we understand what the cost is to form for taking a fee over the last season? Is it actually $10,000 or...?
They didn't employ anyone extra. They provided an extra service over and above their contractual arrangements with the town. So that is why they have requested part of this fund's acting, is that correct?
So, through the chair, that's correct. There's no breakdown of the actual costs associated with undertaking that, except to say, as the Mayor pointed out, it's above what they would normally be required to do in assisting the town as part of the management agreement.
Do I have a mover in recommendation two? Councillor Gillingham, do I have a seconder? Seconded Mayor Blanco, do I have any against? Speakers for, Councillor Gillingham. Speakers for, Mayor Blanco. Speakers against, Deputy Mayor Melville. It's all these name changes. It's.
I know, we do.
Well, thank you, Mayor Blanco. I'd like to speak for the motion. This form has put a lot of effort into helping to promote our town in many ways. This is going to help to alleviate a lot of the negative areas to where people are coming into town and using this, our area down just below us here on the racecourse. And by also on our next recommendation with a charge of $10, it's also going to help to bring some costs back into the town, as with any other areas like this around the state are doing very much the same. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Gillingham. So I agree that to pay them this small amount, because they have gone over and above their contractual obligations, and I was not actually in favour of the place being opened, but it has worked quite well, and it was actually quite packed. For us to actually run that, and for us to have a ranger to go around and pick $10 up off each person, or have those people come into the council to pay their $10, would cost us a lot more than the amount provided here. So it is actually quite cheap for Form to provide us this service over and above their contractual obligations. Speakers against?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. A couple of points there that's been mentioned, and I think originally the $10 was a token amount that was approved to compensate the town staff for their administration that they would have been doing. As far as the marketing and advertising, I find it a bit strange that would help or further fund some advertising and marketing campaigns into a season where they may not actually have the contract to do it over that period of time. And I believe any management contract would have some sort of form of allowance for any variance in their terms and conditions that would make them adaptable to various changes that may be used. I guess overall, any tourism type aspect, this is my personal opinion, I think would like to get value for money and bang for buck by working in collaboration with our fellow councils and pooling some resources in that area to do a holistic Pilbara approach or vision. So taking those things into account, that's why I'm voting against it. Thank you.
Speakers for? Speakers against? Councillor Whitlock.
I hear that they've actually been able to service this. This is form, service this out of their existing grants. That sounds so. Why do they need more? I've heard this directly from people from you, Councillor Baker. me. And, you know, this is a bit strange. We've got a call on $10 when in fact they're not bringing any more people up to it. Now, we subsidise form to a large extent already. We subsidise form to a large extent already. And frankly, I just don't see the point in this. I think that it's better that we come back into consolidated revenue so we could actually look to see where it was best spent.
Speakers for? Speakers against? Write a reply, Councillor?
Yes, thank you, Mayor Blanco. I can reiterate with all councillors on their feelings with this. I feel that we've come a long way, our town has come a long way with moving forward with being able to accommodate these vehicles, and which are self-supporting themselves camping, not so much camping, but having their vehicles. And this is a way moving forward to be able to have an organisation like Form to, at this point in time, take this in hand. I can see that Form's contract is due for renewal in 2017, so I know that this will also have to be revisited in the near future. So I think that this is a trial to go forward with this regarding the use of Form and the visitor centre, and look forward to us revisiting it again next year to see what the outcomes have been. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Gillingham. Put it to a vote, those for the officer's recommendation. Those against. Motion's lost. Item three. What's it?
Is that?
No, it's the same.
And it is. Because they went out because of form.
This is not from part 3.6, just about the potential for a charge moving forward.
Okay, so can we bring them back, can we?
Yeah, because form's out of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can we bring the councillors back in?
Sorry. We need to do recommendation three so that we can set the fee for this current budget, because because the season will start in May, so then we won't be covered from May through to the end of the financial year for any fees. Because we need $10 in the 16-17 fees and charges schedule.
Yes.
So we do need to vote on three.
Councillors, officer's recommendation one was passed 8-0, and officer's recommendation two was lost 4-2. Recommendation three, the council approve a charge of $10 per RV per night for 2016-17, and request the acting chief executive officer or his delegates to provide local public notice of the charge in accordance with section 619 of the Local Government Act 1995. Do I have a mover? Move, Councillor Newbury. Seconded, Councillor Tarvo. Do I have any against? Motion's passed 8-0. Mm-hmm. 12.3.1, award of tender 2016-05, construction of Pinger Street upgrade stage 2, with the officer's recommendation on page 78. Do I have a mover in the officer's recommendation? Move, Councillor Tarvo. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Arif, do I have any against? Motion is passed 8-0. So we just got to read it out. So the officer's recommendation is that with respect to tender for respect to request for tender 2016-05, construction of Pinger Street upgrade stage 2, council award the tender to Downer EDI Engineering Power Private Limited for the lump sum price of $2,301,256, excluding GST. Thank you, councillors. Done. 12.3.2, baseline contamination assessment, Port Hedland International Airport, with the officer's recommendation on page 85. Do I have a mover? Councillors? Move Councillor Tarbo. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Arif. Do I have any against? Motion's passed 8-0. Old Port Hedland Hospitals and Contaminated Material Disposal. Officer's recommendation on page 99. Do I have a mover in the officer's recommendation? Move Councillor Whitwell. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Hooper. Seconded. Do I have any against? Motion's passed 8-0. 13, reports from committees. Note the minutes of this committee meeting are enclosed under super colour. There you go. 13.1, Audit, Risk and Governance Committee minutes, Tuesday, 8th of November 2016. With the officer's recommendation on page 103. Do I have a mover for the confirmation of those minutes? Thank you, Councillor Arif. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Whitwell, do I have any against? Motion's passed 8-0. Item 14, motions of which previous notice has been given, there is nil. Item 15, new business of an urgent nature. 15.1, annual report. Well, okay, annual report has been removed from the agenda and to the December meeting. And 15.2, 2017 Northwest Festival approval of event has been removed from the agenda as well. To December. Can we explain that?
Just requiring further legal advice on that item.
Okay, thank you, Acting CEO. Item 16, matters from which the meeting may be closed. Confidential matters, there is nil. Item 17, closure. 17.1, the next ordinary council meeting will be held on Wednesday, the 14th of December 2016, commencing at 5:30, with the public agenda briefing being held on Wednesday, the 7th of December 2016, commencing at 5:30. We close the meeting at 6:40.